Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Recording,
everybody. Hello, hello.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Lifestyle. Where Justine and I dive into some non-bachelor content you know and love. Mm-hmm. And today we have a special guest, familiar.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm like a recurring.
Yeah, I know you're monthly at this point.
She is back again. We're joined today by one of our faves, my sister-in-law, Geneva.
Hello. Hi, guys.
You guys know Geneva. She is a co-host of Escape to Reality podcast with her best friend, Justine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, two Justines. I love to say it every time.
I know. You've been on Bachelor Recaps. You've been on Natasha's Getting Married. You've been on Lifestyle before, I think. You're back again.
Mm-hmm. I know, heavy hitter. I'm excited to be here. This is a good topic because I feel like everybody at some point in relationship either like asks this question or thinks about it or does it, or they break up because they did it, you know. It's a big move.
Exactly. We're very excited about today's episode, so we're gonna dig into all three of our just stages of our relationships and joining lives and moving in. Geneva moved for love. She moved across the country for the love of her life, my brother. And
not only, I would like to note, not only did I move across country, I moved from San Diego, living three blocks from the beach, to the deep south, the northern peak of Florida. Which was rough. Not gonna lie.
Yes, very. We are excited to dig into that. So much I haven't even asked you about your experience doing that. So
no, I'm excited to talk about it. It's been a while,
been a hot minute. So yeah, we'll dive into that with Geneva. And then me and Justine have different stages as well. Nate and I, as you guys know, moved in together during COVID, basically. He moved into my apartment. And then Justine is still living dolo, but on the precipice.
And just every second I'm like, ooh, I'm
live
alone.
In your glorious alone. Ooh, time. Take it in.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. So yes, definitely excited to dig into this topic, particularly for all the, you know, late 20s or 30s men, women listening who are in serious relationships, currently tackling a potential move, or just thinking about it, or actually in the midst of it. And hopefully you can take something away from our experiences. Very excited for this episode. Before we dive in, Geneva, what's going on? Escape to Reality. Y'all are watching some great shows.
We're watching everything. For those of you who don't know, we really lean heavily to the trash side of reality television. It's come naturally and organically. We're covering Love During Lockup, which is great. It's the people dating people while they're locked up, so in prison. So they did some phenomenal casting. So if you're a Love After Lockup fan, I would recommend. That's everywhere. Patreon, we're covering Adults Adopting Adults, which I was just telling Justine and Tasha about. if you're looking for a sick show to make you question humanity, check out it's on A&E. There are just, it's just a crazy concept to me, like an adult, like choosing to adopt an adult. And then there's just so many layers to all of these relationships. And there's one particular couple that, like, if they appeared on Dateline, you would not be surprised. But it's fantastic television. So we're doing that. We're also, I don't know, are you guys watching the Pam and Tommy thing? We're also doing that.
I thought about it. I want that. That's always interested me, Pam and Tommy.
It's a show? Yeah. I thought it was a movie. Thing.
No, so it's a show on Hulu. Oh. It's like a full 8 episodes. It's like the same people who did the OJ trial show. And I think they did like Bill Clinton last year or something. Yeah. I didn't watch that.
Yep.
Very fascinating casting on the Pam and Tommy. Like, very odd.
You know what? And Geneva, let me tell you something. I follow one of the makeup artists, and she was like, it took us 4 hours to get her into Pam. And I was like, why didn't you just cast somebody else?
Thank you. So that's Justine's been going off about this because I didn't realize she was like a low key Pam Anderson fan, but she's like, how many women in Hollywood look like Pam Anderson? Why are we having, she's from Downton Abbey. She's Rose. If you remember.
Yes.
Wow. So I remember hours of makeup to look like her. And it's like, you swing a dick in LA and you run into a woman that looks like Pam Anderson. Like, it's not that hard.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
So I don't know.
Even guy too. Isn't he a British actor as well?
He's terrible too. Like, you know what, Justine and I
he's terrible.
Justine and I were who they should have picked, I'm not even kidding you. What's his name? MGK and freaking Megan Fox.
That would
Megan
been great.
Fox in a blonde wig. A blonde he can wig. Actually act.
That would have been great.
Dye his hair. Yeah, there you go.
He does act. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it's just the casting's weird, but we're talking that too. So
okay.
Yep, nice. We're all over the place, but it's fun.
I love it though. You guys, you got your niche. I love this.
Yeah, we do.
It's a specific world of reality, but it's like good shit. I used to eat up Love After Lockup. I need to go back, frankly.
It is the most real, I think the most real reality TV we have, unfortunately, that's left. Cause like we've probably interviewed 85% of the cast members from Love After Lockup and can just say definitively, like they are who they are. Like they are just, they are living their lives in their little world. And like, it's just, they happen to get on the show. Somebody tells them like, so it's just what you're seeing is actually reality, which I think in our world, especially like you guys talked to Bachelor and Bachelorette, like it's hard to come by. So
that's
true. That's good.
Yeah. That's what I love about the shows. They're not highly produced in the way that like The Bachelor is. They are, you're watching real ass, like middle Americans living their fuck shit life. And then you guys interview all of them, so you really see that they check out.
100%.
Nice. So yeah, check out Escape to Reality, guys. Geneva and Justine are hilarious,
so funny.
Justine,
we're both in trouble from time to time, but we're here.
Yes,
I'm sure you are with Justine. That other,
I Justine, know
she don't give a fuck.
No, she does not.
One.
Oh my god,
I stand.
That is, I know that is the charm. She's extremely unfiltered.
That is the charm.
Hilarious.
She is, you guys, and believe me, we've been doing this for a while. I've tried. Yeah. It's not possible. So we're letting it fly.
Let her loose. Let her loose.
100%. 100%.
Oh my God. All right. So let's segue. Let's dive in. You, as you said, moved from San Diego, California, one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. To Tallahassee, Florida. To be with your now husband and the father of your children, or your child.
It worked out.
You're now living in Vegas though. How's that going? Let's start there.
I think probably people who have relocated can attest to this, especially if it's not a place that you would like ideally want to live, is like you adjust to your life wherever you are. Like you make it work. You kind of run into a pattern. But you kind of, I think you forget what you're missing, you know? And so to live back in like a city of not to shit on Tallahassee, it's great, but like to live in like a more vibrant place that's more West, that has more Western kind of people and values. And it's just, it's a world of difference. So I love it. I think like I was raised in Southern California, went to school in Santa Barbara. So like my entire life was, I mean, I traveled, but my home was California. My mom, she loves to say she's a fifth generation Californian. So it's the roots are deep. So like for me, I never imagined Florida.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Definitely didn't imagine Tallahassee. I don't even think I knew it was a place other than being the capital. Like it was not, not a destination in mind. Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice. Well, you were recently on Natasha's Getting Married. You've been on the podcast before, but tell us more about your romance story with Dorian. I think you went for this the first time.
Yeah, no, I mean, we met at a bar. So we were like one of the few people, nowadays everybody meets online. We met on the bar. So this was 10 years ago. We've been together 10 years.
That's wild.
Crazy. I know. So
when's
I was 20. So our first date was actually Dorian's birthday. So February 1st.
February 1st. Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking he was an absolute freak because I was like, what are you doing on your birthday going on a date with like a random chick you met at the bar? Like you have no friends. But I didn't realize like he just moved and didn't know anything.
He had no friends.
So it was the best option,
actually.
So we met at a bar and that was like late January, early February. We started dating and kind of just like we're casual, and then it just kind of like we were spending all of our time together, and then by June he was off to train for the Olympics, and I remember being like, God, I'm gonna have to have this like freaking awkward conversation of like, are we gonna do the like, and he just like was like, oh, I assume we just were, and I was like, what, like isn't this a conversation we have?
Right.
sounds like Dorian.
And so we were only in the same place for like 4 or 5 months before he left, and then he never came back because he got the FSU job. So we went from like a kind of, you know, the honeymoon phase of a relationship to long distance for like a year and a half. And then I moved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was wild. Oof. Like, yeah, it was a, and when I talk about it, like when I say it, it sounds bizarre. Like I didn't have a ring. I did not, yeah, I was that, not yeah, engaged, you know? Right. And I don't even think I saw Tasha, you were going to ask like, did you have that conversation? I don't even think we had that conversation. I just was like, okay, I guess I'm moving, and I moved.
What?
So yeah, it was a real leap of faith. I don't know. I think.
Damn. Yeah. I appreciate the timeline. I didn't realize. So He wasn't in San Diego very long. So
no, he was there less than a calendar year. Yeah. And we met halfway through it. Yeah.
You met halfway through. That's right. So how did you know? How did you know he was worth it? How did you know he was the one?
Yeah, that's like, what I was going to ask.
What was that? Yeah.
I guess like, I think as I've gotten older, I've really realized that like your gut and trusting your gut is like, for me, a real guiding force that I didn't realize how much I think I do know more than like going back and forth in your head. Like, I think sometimes you just know and when it's right. And I really felt like if I didn't do it, I would always regret it. And just that I had to take the chance to like pursue it fully and know, like, is this the guy for me? And then on the, like, the more like just me as a dater, I could not find somebody that like didn't annoy the shit out of me. Like, I had a very low tolerance for someone else's company because I'm an only child and like I'm cool by myself. I don't need to be with some like fuck boy just to like say I'm dating someone. And so when I started dating Dorian, I was like, oh, not only like does he not annoy me, like I want to spend all my time with him. I was like, this feels different than other guys. So I just felt like if I don't do this, I'm always gonna like wonder.
So your intuition just really
listening.
Not overthinking.
Like, do you guys feel that way about your relationships, that like you knew pretty early that this was a different relationship?
I did. I mean Nate and I 3 weeks in, I think we were official. It was less than a month. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I knew very early, like, this is different. I really like him. He really likes me.
Yeah.
I think this is my person. Like, all those big things. I trusted him fully. I was very open and vulnerable with him very early. Like, it hit me pretty quick. Yeah.
That's so cute. How about you, Justine? I feel like you guys were friends first, right? So you're
really friends for a really long time. So that was way different. And also, when I was friends with him, I was also dating other people.
Yeah.
So.
How about when you started dating?
When we started dating, we were similar. I think our first date was in August. We were official September 3rd.
Oh, wow. Okay. Quick. Yeah. Once you were there.
Once you're there.
But also, we did weird shit. We were friends, DK, talking about what kind of weddings we wanted. He asked me about a prenup. He asked me like all kinds of stuff, like before we even started dating. So we were acting weird even before.
Yeah. Then. Yeah. The vibe was there.
Definitely.
The vibe was there. Yeah.
So walk us through the decision to move from San Diego to Tallahassee. Yeah. He like, okay, I'm off the Olympic stage. I got this job at FSU. You're coming, right? Is that what that was the conversation?
It was kind of like, why don't you come visit? And I was like, all right, like, I guess I'll come visit. So I started like, I visited a couple times, and like, Tasha knows her brother, obviously, like if Dorian can like live in any environment if he's focused on work. You know what I mean? Like, he does not care about his surroundings. It's like, this is my job, and like, this is why I'm here, and this is what I'm doing. So he lived in like a very standard apartment with like, you know, it was like, it just looked, you know, as a typical bachelor, like in this like weird residential complex. So it was like, every time I visited, I was like, oh God, could I be here? But then it just kept being like, it's about the relationship, not the place, I guess, is to where I got to, where it was like, okay, I'm going to have to do this. So I was 28, I guess. And is that right? 27. And so I just finished my master's, and I was kind of in a transition period of work anyways, where like my work with one organization was kind of wrapping as part of my program. And so I was kind of like, okay, I guess I can job search. The good thing is there's universities there. I worked in higher ed at the time. So I kind of like, I did move without a job. Like, I legit did not have a job, but I was like, I will have interviews and I will hope for the best. I got a job probably like a month after I was there. But so I kind of like, I went into it kind of like applying to things and feeling pretty good about my chances of getting a job, but I really didn't know. And you know, anybody who's moved across country, I mean, we just did it now as like a family. It's so freaking expensive. There's such a barrier in this country to relocating from a financial perspective. Like, that's why the zip code you're born in dictates your entire life, because like, you can't afford to move. So it's expensive. True. So I just got a pod and like put my shit in it. It was mostly my closet. It's like, off I go. Taking what's important to me. Yeah. So I shipped my clothes. I was going to buy a car there, cause like I had an older car. So I leased a car when I got there. So I was really kind of just rolling in like with my U-Haul, U-Box and myself ready to go.
And like starting over almost.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's continued. It was a challenge the entire time, just being away from my entire life. Like all my friends and my family, for the most part, are in, you know, Southern California or the West Coast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the whole time it was like flights back and forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did they react when you were like, yeah, I'm moving to Tallahassee, you guys, with this guy that I've known for how long? How long did you know them?
So I guess at that point we'd known each other a year and a half, almost 2 years, I guess. Almost we've been together a while.
Okay.
And like, you know, we'd done some stuff together. I mean, he obviously had spent a lot of time with my friends. I think my friends, I mean, you guys know this. Dorian's a very, not compelling. What's the word I'm looking for? Like he's very, anybody like who meets Dorian. Right? Yeah. Charming. Yeah. Anybody who meets Dorian.
Captivated. Yeah.
Yes. Understands like why he's a very, like, you know, why is a person somebody wants to be around? So I think anybody who met him and like saw us together, like got it. I didn't have anyone like in my life be like, what the fuck are you doing? There was like, wow. I'm gonna miss you, but nobody was like, this is a weird decision. I think everybody was kind of like, yeah, all right, you gotta go. So I guess that says a lot about Dorian. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That they all entrusted you. Like the fact that there was no one person that was like pulling you to the side, like,
This. Like the friend on 90 Day Fiance who's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. No one did that to me. Yeah. So that's a good sign. Yeah. I guess I never thought about that.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I have a question because we recently did a mailbag episode. And I feel like every mailbag episode just seen, we have a person who's like in a long distance relationship or in like an online dating situation where they've only met the person once and kind of like a catfish thing, but not. And there's always this question of like, how much time do you think is necessary to spend in person with someone before you make big life decisions?
That's a good question. I think you have to like really spend some time together in the same space. Like not just like fun shit, like going on dates. Like you gotta be like, be chilling, watching movies. Like you have to spend some quality face-to-face time with limited other interactions. I think you also are, I would argue, because you guys love to travel, I do too, I think you have to go on a trip with somebody. And it doesn't mean you have to go like fly across the country. You could go for a weekend drive somewhere, but I think that also tells you a lot about your dynamic, like in different situations outside of your comfort zone, or just like how does this person travel. I guess those would be kind of the ones I think you got to spend some quality like solo time, and you got to like try to do something outside of your environment together.
Hey
guys, that's a little taste of this week's lifestyle episode. If you want to hear the full episode and get more lifestyle content,
join our You Ain't Half Bad tier at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. See you next week.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.